In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. If anyone tells you that it is easy to pray, it is not. Praying is hard. Sometimes it is really hard. Do you know what the biggest obstacle that Christians face when praying? What's the biggest obstacle that you face? It is discouragement. Have you been there in your prayers? Discouraged? Dejected? Deflated? Do you know what that's like? Look at the gospel for today. If you've ever been discouraged in praying, and we all have, this is the story for you. In the gospel, there's a wedding celebration. Mary is there. Jesus and the disciples are invited as well. And it's supposed to be a time of great joy and celebration. But there's a problem. And it's not a small problem either. It is about to become public. It has come to Mary's attention that the wine just ran out. There's no more wine. This is huge, because when the word gets out on this, this will be a huge embarrassment for the bride and the groom. A bride and a groom do not want the town to remember their wedding as a feast where the wine ran out. You don't want wine to run out at your own wedding. It's not good. It is humiliating. Mary is burdened by it. She wants to make it all better. She knows that she herself, though, is helpless to make it better. She cannot fix this herself. There's no quick solution here. How do you fix the problem of wine that has just run out at a wedding? You can't. However, Mary knows of one who can make it better. She goes to her son, Jesus, and she tells him what's happening. She speaks to him, she prays to Jesus, and she says, "They have no wine." She wants him to fix this right now, before the word gets out, before there's an embarrassment. It seems actually that she has it all figured out about how Jesus ought to answer this prayer. It seems that she has it all figured out of when Jesus should answer this prayer. If anyone tells you that it's easy to pray, it's not. Praying is hard. Sometimes it is really hard. And you realize who knows that it's hard? Mary. Ponder Mary. I mean, look at how Jesus responds to Mary's prayer. You would think that the Lord Jesus would simply say, "No problem, Mother. I'll take care of that for you right away. The bride and groom will have more wine as we speak, and no one will even know that there was a problem." But he doesn't say that, does he? What does the Lord say to his own mother? "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Ouch! That is a rough answer. How would you respond if you were Mary? "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." How have you responded when the Lord does not answer your prayer in the way you think it should be answered? How do you respond when the Lord seems rough with you? How have you responded when the Lord does not answer your prayers in the time you think they should be answered? Just think of late when you've prayed. And you prayed for something that you lacked. Or you prayed for someone else and something that they lacked. And you prayed with your whole heart, with fervor, with emotion. You had it all figured out for the Lord, how He should answer, the way He should answer, the time He should answer. You laid it all out for Him. But the answer didn't come in that way. The answer didn't come in your time. You may still be waiting. And there you've been discouraged. You've wanted to give up. And perhaps you have. You've doubted. You've questioned if the Lord even knows what He is doing. Do you know why the Lord Jesus says to His own mother, Mary, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Because He is saying to her that she should not prescribe to God the how and the when of her request. Mary may have expected that the answer to her request should happen the second she made it. But it was not yet the time. The time would come, but it was not yet the time. Friends in Christ, we can get discouraged because we can prescribe to God the exact details of how He should answer a prayer and when He should answer a prayer. But when it doesn't happen the way and the time we figure, we can get sullen, discouraged, deflated. And it's our own doing. We brought it upon ourselves. You've done this. I've done this. It's not right. But turn from it. Be not discouraged. Why not? Because remember who your Lord is and what He has done for you. For you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your own Lord. And who can be a better Lord for you? He cares for you. He loves you. He came to give His life for you. He came to die on the cross for your sins. And think about it. He came to die for the discouragement that you face. The discouragement that threatens you. The discouragement that you permitted. He came to die for the doubts and the fears. He came to die for the wrong ways that you've prayed. And He came and to rise again on the third day. And now He comes to you. And He speaks to you. He speaks to those who belong to Him. And He says, "I forgive you. I love you. You have my promise in baptism." Do not be discouraged in your prayers. Why not? Jesus is your Lord. And because of what He does for you, you can pray. The Lord Jesus wants you to bring your petitions to the Father. And He brings them to the Father with you. Look at how Mary responds to the rough words of Jesus. "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Look at how she responds. She doesn't say, "Okay, I'm out of here. A little bit hurt and offended. Forget it. I don't need this." She simply says to the servants, "Do whatever He tells you." Mary has learned that she needs simply leave the matter entirely to the Lord, namely the when and the how concerning the fulfillment of her prayer, and then let it go. She has prayed. She simply leaves the matter in the Lord's hands to fulfill in whatever ways He sees fit. That is what happened. Soon afterwards, Jesus tells the servants, fill the stone water jars with water. They are to draw from the water jars and take it up to the master of the feast. He tastes the wine. It is really good wine. He is surprised. And the bride and groom have wine again at their wedding. Top quality wine at that. But do you see? Jesus answers Mary's prayer, but at the time and in the way He wants. So do not be discouraged. Whether you are praying for yourself, someone in your family, whether you're praying for your health or that of another, whether you are praying for someone who has strayed from the Lord, whether you are praying for this congregation, or whatever it is, do not be discouraged. Jesus cares for you and answers prayer in His way and in His time for the glory of the Heavenly Father. Be encouraged. Pray. Let it go. He will answer in a way which will benefit you and His cause the most. But it's His way. Mary learned that today. We learn this as well. Yes, prayer is hard, and sometimes it's really hard, but you're not alone. Jesus joins you in your prayer. So be encouraged. Jesus cares for you. Your prayers are heard, and they are. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.